It's Thursday, April 8th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Back to the office changes and states work from home data, and two big brands and consumer make moves. This is the Business of Tech. Longtime listeners know I'm tracking the move back to the office. Per the New York Times, more than 80% of companies are planning hybrid arrangements with employees back 3 days per week. Here's what to expect in those offices. Expanded gathering spaces. Face-to-face interactions is definitely one thing Zoom can't replicate, so offices will expand meeting spaces to facilitate safe collaboration. There's going to be tech for hybrid work. With many employees choosing to work remotely full-time, expect more large screens, digital whiteboards, 360-degree cameras, top-tier sound equipment, and potentially holograms to make it feel like people are physically present. Much more flexible furniture. Larger common areas will require movable tables, carts, and partitions for different arrangements. There'll be touchless everything. Moving through buildings will be a hands-free experience with turnstiles, doors, and elevators operated by sensors, voice, and apps. And hot desks. Hybrid work arrangements also mean fewer people in the office and the need for fewer individual workstations. Desks will be up for grabs and have to be reserved in advance. Now, let's take a geographic view of work from home. What's happening in each state? Colorado has the highest share of the labor force working from home, 8.3%, which is 3.5 times higher than in Mississippi, the state with the lowest, at 2.4%. New Hampshire has the highest share of households with a broadband internet subscription, 79%, which is 1.7 times higher than Mississippi, the state with the lowest, at 48%. Connecticut has the highest share of households with access to broadband speeds over 25 megs, almost 99%, which is 1.5 times higher than Mississippi, the state with the lowest, at 65%. South Dakota has the fewest cybercrime victims per 100,000 residents, at around 54, which is 4 times fewer than in Nevada, the state with the most, at 214. Indiana has the lowest amount lost per victim as a result of internet crime, around $2,500, which is 11.5 times lower than in Ohio, the state with the highest, at around $28,000. Oklahoma has the lowest residential retail price of electricity, 8.88 cents per kilowatt hour, which is 3.3 times lower than in Hawaii, the state with the highest, at 29.14 cents per kilowatt hour. Now, why do we care? There's opportunity in all these changes for services companies. What isn't spoken as much is the building of digital parity, where the in-office experience and the remote experience are equivalent. Rearrange the desk however you want, but unless workers in both places have the ability to execute at the same level, companies aren't done. My interest in the list of states is to cite that many are not your common ones to make a list of work-from-home technology states. I'm convinced employees are going to come from more places. Here's my evidence. Power is cheap in Oklahoma, or full of willing remote workers in Colorado. T-Mobile, besides launching their new home internet service, also launched a program to open new retail stores in small U.S. towns, and is adding hometown experts to towns where it cannot build stores. Meanwhile, Best Buy is testing a new membership program. Called Best Buy Beta, it includes unlimited support from Geek Squad, 24/7 concierge service, and free installation on products and services. It will also include tier warranties on products and is priced at $199 per year. Now, why do we care? Sure, consumer-focused moves, but embedded in there are services that I fully expect micro-businesses to be leveraging too. If you're in traditional small business-focused IT infrastructure, you should be noticing that large national players are eating away at the consumer market, and that's going to naturally include those micro-businesses. Just keep watching. I predict SMB is next. Want to learn about trends in managed services, increasing sales, governance, or winning in biopharma? How about an MSP peer panel or CompTIA's Carolyn April with their latest research in managed services trends? Ignite's first annual MSP Summit is coming May 11th, keynoted by Carl Polichuk on setting a cloud strategy. The first 300 attendees even get a copy of Carl's book on becoming a successful MSP in 30 days. Win prizes, network with peers, all in a half-day online event. Register for free right at ignite.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Back again tomorrow.